Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello again, everyone. This is Angela Valentine. Thank you for joining us today for our, I don't know what I'm going to call this. I'm still kind of new at this. This is like our, what, third episode? I think I want to call it Tech Talk with Angie Valentine. I don't know. I'm open for suggestions here, but I was thinking about as I continue to do this, I would really love for this to be a resource for people to come on and understand technology just little by little, because we only have like 15 minutes to do these episodes, and I just want to give some tidbits and some tips and some everyday practical uses for technology. Technology is so relevant for our kids today and even for our own personal lives. It's something that's a moving target and we need to have a continual conversation about. Every day I'm talking to people that have gotten hacked out of their social media accounts or they've lost some information on their cell phones or contact information, just minor things. And I'm like, there's just got to be a way to just get some information out here so that we can all stay on top of technology. So I'm delighted to have my special guest with me again. I hate to call her a special guest because it makes it seem like we don't have a nice relationship, but we do have a wonderful relationship. She is more like a friend, a sister, and a mentor to me. And we often talk about this area of technology when it concerns our children. And my guest again today, I'm delighted to have her, is Joyce Burgess, and she is one of the founders of the National Black Home Educators Network. So I'm going to unmute her line and see if she's available to join me with this discussion today.
Hello.
Hello,
Angela.
Joyce. Are you there?
Hey,
Joyce,
I'm here.
Well, how are you? Good, good, good. We're finally getting this thing working, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's been a really good day here in Louisiana.
Good.
The weather is nice and crisp.
Oh, good for you. We had snow last week, Thursday and Friday.
I saw that. Wasn't
so
that
I don't know
something?
If you saw my post on social media, but
I
posted
did.
We got the first snow of the season, actually on October 30th and 31st. So we were kind of frozen out, but the sun came out over the weekend and it's all melted. It's just a little chill in the air. So we're good to go.
Yeah.
So Joyce, today I want to, with these topics, you know, kind of being a little bit short, which is good, I want to talk about just the fear of technology and why some people may just struggle with really embracing technology as they should, because of fear of moving forward, fear of moving into, I can't say the future because it's here now, fear of learning things that may be a little bit intimidating. And because we're fearful of it, then we're not able to pass on knowledge and things like that to our children. And I just want to address that topic today. Do you have any thoughts about fear of technology? I know we've talked about in the realm of parents and the homeschool group and getting some of them on board with technology, and some of them just have a fear of just getting their hands on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think they don't understand it, because you fear anything you don't understand. We tend to fear it, or we tend
Absolutely.
To ignore it or pretend that it just doesn't exist. And
Absolutely.
I think parents are okay with like emails or texting or even going on, you know, social media to some extent, watching YouTube videos. But I don't think they understand all of the benefits that you and I have discussed over the last year that
right.
technology can bring, you know, to really advance their children intellectually. I just don't think
right.
they understand that.
Right.
I think sometimes they think maybe it will, the children will grow up too fast, or their children will be more smart than they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the children will lose disrespect, you know, a respect for them. So I think all of those little fear qualities or traits may come into why parents are just, you know, reluctant to engage in technology. But, you know, you have that expertise. And what we're trying to do in these sessions is to let parents know that they shouldn't fear it. They have no need to.
Right.
And how you know, you're here to help, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And with us, I sometimes say we kind of bury our heads in the sand and just think the problems are going to go away, or, you know, the issue will go away with technology. If we don't get on top of it, our kids are already on top of it, as we've mentioned several times. You know, my kid, even with all that I know, my kid is doing things on his devices sometimes. I'm like, how did you figure out how to do that? Oh, Mom, you just click here and you go there. They have no fear. They're just out there. They try they try that, and they learn from it.
Yeah.
And that should be a lesson to us, I think, as well. You know, sometimes the Bible refers, there's a scripture where Jesus says you have to be as the little children, you know, to come into the kingdom of God. And we've got to, you know, just have that childlike faith and courage, and just to try things, you know, and just to see what will happen. And if you don't have the expertise, to lean on someone that does have the expertise. And it is my goal in these next few weeks, especially, and especially by the spring of the year, I'm working on, Lord be my helper, I'm working on a new book to just help with the simple things, and working on some tools and some little online tutorials and videos just to get us out of the dark when it comes to technology, because it is truly my desire that our kids be at the forefront of technology, not just catch up, because, you know, some of the underserved, underrepresented minority groups are really behind the ball for several reasons when it comes to technology in the classroom and preparing them for the future. And my vision is not just to have them to come up to speed, but to excel in technology and be some of the leaders in the classroom. So that's some of the things
I will be looking into. I think you can really be a help to parents to let them know that, you know, they need to set some clear guidelines where technology is concerned. They need to understand, and you can help them with this. They need to understand that, you know, a child shouldn't use technology to per se entertain themselves, but it's for, you know, gaining information, but not per se for entertainment all the time.
Right.
And you know, those are just some of the questions that you can help a parent, and help a parent to see, to display technology as an opportunity to share with their children that it doesn't have to change your way of life, that you can still keep your family lifestyle, and doesn't have to change the child's behavior. Or how, say, for instance, I have a 2-year-old grandson, and if I say, please pass my phone back to me, he takes a fit. He goes on the floor and he has a temper tantrum. And so what do you do with that, with a 2-year-old?
Right.
I mean, do we just give it to him because this is the way of the world? This is where we are. Do we just let them have it? Or would, like anything else, you teach them, they have to set clear guidelines.
Right.
And so these are
some
of the things I think that you would help us. Because, you know, children start very early with technology.
They do. They do. And I love that word guidelines, because, you know, even as adults, we have to learn what those guidelines are. You know, we have to be fair. You know, the kids are going to want technology. And sometimes it's almost nearly impossible to keep them off of it all day long, you know. But
if
we set those boundaries and know how to do that within reason with our kids, and what tools and what apps and what things are available so that they're learning. When my son comes home, I know that's the first thing he's going to do is grab his device, his iPad. But I've got him on where he has to do a math app on there for 30 minutes a day. He has to do, if he wants to read and he wants to read online, he could read some of the books that he's reading in class. He could just read them online, you know, and do that. And he's still got the device in his hand, but he's learning at the same time. And then there's a cutoff time at the end of the day that we have.
That's another question, Angela, that parents may have too. Books online and Kindle are actual physical books in your hand. You know, what's the benefit of both? Which is better? you know,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
is there a difference? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right, right, so. Right. Yeah, there, and
those
these
the
topics
questions.
Can go all kinds of ways. One resource I'm thinking
yeah.
of just right off the top of my head is books.google.com, where there's anything that's online,
uh-huh.
and if it's free in the public domain,
mm-hmm.
as they call it, you can access it, access those books and those novels and those, you know, manuscripts from ages back, you know, that they're beginning
wow.
to be archived online. So, you know, my issue at one point was getting to the library and getting enough books, you know, in and out in rotation for my son to stay on top of it. But when, you know, if we need a particular book or we have some free time and he wants to spend it on his iPad, then I can pull up a book and just say, read this, and I'm going to ask you a few questions when you're done with it, you know?
So
there's just several ways.
Think it's better
yes, go ahead.
To read,
mm-hmm.
Do you think it's better to read books online or books, physical books, or is there a difference, or does it matter?
With this upcoming generation, I like reading the paper book, right? I like bending down the ears. I like highlighting.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing all those
yeah.
things, and it's like my personal private property, right?
mm-hmm.
With the kids today, I think the most important thing is that they're reading. You know what I mean? So for me, my
okay.
having grown up with physical books and loving the physical books in that way, then I'm kind of partial to that. But for kids that's not their reality, they may have had technology in their hands more than a physical book,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I think it's definitely worth keeping, you know, both options available. But when you don't have that option, I guess that's my point, then you still have resources available through technology. And we want to
mm-hmm.
have those options that if a kid's, you know, spending time on his tablet or whatever, then you can divide his game time versus education time as well. That's an option that you have instead of, you know, because I know
okay.
there are times when I say get off the tablet and pick up your book and he's, oh my God, you know, the tantrums or the whatever.
Yeah.
But if I said, okay, now the next 15 minutes, yeah, it's 3 o'clock, you're going to have to stop and you're going to have to get on our site and you're going to have to read for 30 minutes. Then it's not so much of a fallout, you know, a knockdown, drag out type of conversation. So, you know, they're just different ways to incorporate technology and it not be so bad, you know. So, and I think that's the message that I want to get out there, that we do have, as parents, we do have options to do some things
mm-hmm.
with technology creatively.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Well, those are definitely some of the conversations we need to have. I'm very old-fashioned, and you know I
mm-hmm.
believe in mixing technology with the traditional way of educating children. I have just
yes.
found that when you do it that way and you have that, you know, wonderful blend, that children just
mm-hmm.
learn that, okay, there are moments when this works. It's just like a dictionary, okay? That's
yes.
the perfect
mm-hmm.
example. I have my children during the day look up words, look up their vocabulary words in the dictionary. Well, Miss Joyce,
mm-hmm.
can we just Google it? No, you can't just Google it. Simply because there is so much that they learn, not
right.
you know, not just the constant reviewing of alphabets and succinct, but
mm-hmm.
there's so much you learn about endings, word beginnings, and so I have my kids look it up, so I think it's better to use a dictionary instead of using
mm-hmm.
a Google
mm-hmm.
or, you know, some kind
mm-hmm.
of a online way of defining
mm-hmm.
words. So,
right,
but, you know,
right.
that's the conversation that parents have.
Sure.
So
and it's all about
the
blend.
I would like to see you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I will, as I begin to post these episodes, we're trying to get a few in the archives before I kind of really promote what we're doing here. So there'll be
okay.
some resources, you know, that people can have to
all
listen
right.
to, just more than one.
Yes.
But that's, you
yes.
know, I will begin to solicit questions from parents,
okay.
and they can guide our discussions as well as we're going forward, because I really would like to have that community involvement. I have lists and lists and lists of topics, but I really like to get the relevant topics that are on top of the parents' minds right now and have a
okay.
dialogue with parents. So that's what we're looking at doing in the future. And with these final few seconds, I'm going to say thank you so much for being a part of our call again today. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joy.
Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.